Tenure and Steve's bits you may have missed.
Woman's Day said it's true.
Okay. Well, let's find out, because you don't believe everything you read.
No, I don't.
But we're gonna sort of jump the gun and go, congratulations, Catherine and James, on the impending birth of your baby.
Thank you.
It's true then.
It's true.
Okay, yay. All right.
No, but wait, not the birth of our baby. We haven't had it yet.
No.
We're pregnant. Yeah.
No, that's right. When is he or she due?
In January.
Oh,
so early Jan.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, Kath, we wanted to get you on because we've been talking over the last few weeks about lots of things, and there's barely anyone in our universe that somehow isn't affected by cancer, particularly someone like you that we know. But we always we talk about so many emotional things. We talk about the surgeries, what you go through, the chemo, the list goes on. We don't talk about cost. And we're really curious about that.
Yeah, we wonder whether, our expectation is that the cost is covered.
Mm.
But is that the reality?
Well, no, it's not the reality. And I think there's so many different factors to this that I, be long to go into all of them. But basically, when I first got sick, they were charging for chemo. Something did come in, some sort of subsidy came in during the time I was there, and it started getting covered, which was wonderful and made a big difference, because there's nothing worse than getting poison pumped into your body and feeling like crap and then getting a bill for it.
Well, exactly, That too works out psychologically, doesn't it? I mean, just a fact
really
of life.
Really messes with you. Yeah, it really messes with you. But there's also a lot of other factors that come into it as well. I mean, for my certain, situation, I was 30 when I was diagnosed, so I hadn't had my babies yet, and I very much obviously planned on having them. And so we had to go through IVF just in case the chemo did affect my fertility. So, of course, we all know how much IVF is, and that was thrown at me within, literally you're diagnosed, you're going into, you're going into get an operation to get it out in a week, and then a week after that you start chemo. So somewhere in there you've got to do IVF. So
wow.
It's literally like, okay, come up with 10 grand now, So
is that how
really
much
hard.
It was?
Yeah, it's so expensive to do that, and we didn't have a choice. I mean, of course we're going to do that, otherwise there's a potential of missing out. So we were lucky in that both of our parents threw some money together and helped us out, but most people wouldn't have that. Most people have to go without or have that extra burden on top of, oh my gosh, I've got cancer, and oh my gosh, I might not have children. It's all this extra stuff that you don't realize goes into it, as well as, the treatment. But, and again, another thing, you're not working as much. We certainly went a little backwards and got scared at times with our mortgage, and we weren't able to get any benefits from the government because my husband was, in quotations, earning too much. But we weren't able to stay, ahead. So there's things like that you don't consider either, because you're so sick, you're not really able to work like you normally do. So there's a lot of costs, and there's so many different angles that comes at you as well. So, yeah, it's very stressful.
And it is that cycle, and you hit the nail on the head when you knew you would. That's what we wanted to talk to you, because, as you said, I'm often thinking, how much does it cost? But then you lose your earning capacity.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I think people forget, is suddenly you stop
Absolutely.
Work and work will be as generous as they can with you. In your case, it's a little different, but eventually they're going to stop paying you.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, that's right. Yeah.
So, Catherine, when you did get a chemo bill, what is it? Like, I'm going to throw a figure at you that I would think. Is it like $2,000 for a chemo or...?
No, there wasn't. There was like a, what would you call it? Like, it was not the full amount sort of thing. There was a gap sort of fee that we had to pay. But somewhere in between my 6 months of chemo, that something did step in, the government, I believe a new policy or something went through. I'm not really sure. I don't remember a lot of what was going on at that time, but I do remember not getting a bill anymore, and my mum telling me that they'd passed a new policy about it and that they weren't charging anymore. So that really did make a difference, and it took a lot of stress off. But I still had to pay those early bills, and it wasn't a lot, but it was, it was under $1,000, but you're getting it, I was getting it, weekly in the second lot, so that would have added up, pretty quickly. So and can't imagine what they were paying back in the day. I mean, it could send you broke if you don't have the right family and support around you. I can't imagine,
And what about private health insurance? So were you guys privately covered?
We weren't, no. We never even thought about that stuff. I mean, granted, maybe a lot of other smart 30-year-olds had. We were not one of them. And it wasn't until after I got sick that I realised the importance of things like that. So we are now covered now, which is great because I'm having a baby, but I'm never going to be covered for if my cancer comes back because I can't do that now. So, yeah, look, I mean, gosh, always have yourself covered in that way. We just didn't even think about those things. We were young in the head, you know, and not thinking you'd ever get things like that.
Well, particularly at that age, though, Kath, really, if it's pre-kids, not many do, I don't think.
No,
as soon as you have kids, I think it changes a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look, hey, it's been really interesting talking to you because that's what we want to find out today, the reality.
Yeah.
And let's face it, cost is a reality
of course
of it,
it is.
All.
Yes,
and
right.
We're happy, so happy with the baby news. Are you feeling well or have you been throwing up?
I haven't been throwing up. I've thought about it a few times. but that's okay. It means I hear that's good. That's good news that, you know, if you're really, really sick and getting all the symptoms that the baby's healthy and thriving. So every time I feel terrible, I think this is good. This is good news.
And every time in the future when the bub annoys you, you can go, can't believe I paid 10 grand for you.
Yeah, that's, actually, I must say, it was natural.
Oh!
I didn't use an IVF egg, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now you can
so
yell, I can't believe I wasted 10 grand.
Yeah. I've got some for sale on the freeze, mate, if you're after a Catherine Britt baby.
I would love a daughter that could sing.
Absolutely. Hey, put it on eBay. You never know.
Who knows what we could get for them.
Thanks, Catherine.
What do you carry those in?
Just an esky, mate. Just an esky.
Is it an egg cup?
Take care of you and good luck to
you
and James.
Thank you. Cheers. Thanks, guys.
For more Tanya and Steve, head to kofm.com.au.